Hi, how are you? In case you're listening to me for the first time, this is Tito Bezidakola, and on this podcast, I just want to share more context on some of the things I am writing, some of the things you might have read from me. If you've never read anything I've written, then I hope that you're blessed by this podcast, as well. I just wanted to do an introduction on my journey. And just to share a little bit more about me. So my name is Tito. I am a mom of three. It's funny because, in this day and age, it's like, oh, why do you define yourself by your kids? But I would be honest and say that my kids have really impacted the way I see myself, the way I see life, how I live my life. And so it's hard to describe myself without saying that I am a mother to three kids. As well, because a lot of the things I've written have been inspired by my kids. God has used my relationship with my kids as a mirror of my relationship with Him. That father-daughter relationship is the same way I have this mother, child relationship with my kids. And so, yes, they have been a great inspiration to me. I am also married to my best friend Bez, and I like to see him as my purpose partner. You'll probably hear him a few times on this podcast where we just share and chat about some of our journey and our experiences. But why am I doing this podcast? I decided to do a podcast because I realized that sometimes I write, but I want to say more, and I feel limited in how much context I can give when I write. But when I record, I can expand some of the things I've written a little. People can ask me questions and then I can answer in full detail. And I prefer a podcast to video because I'm not as self-conscious and I'm not thinking, oh, how do I look or whatever. I'm just talking, and I want to believe that this allows people into my world and kind of creates a closer relationship with some of the people that have read the things I've written that I've never read it. I just feel more connected. So that's why I am doing this podcast. I also believe that there are some things you can say that you can't really express through writing, even though I love to write. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could expand that. But I only have a limited number of words and it's not a novel, right? So starting a podcast is just a natural progression. And it's crazy because over the past few days, I feel like God has been telling me, hey, I've been telling you to do a podcast for so long. And it just seemed so easy today on Substack. So I just thought, hey, let's give it a try. I was talking to one of my readers and a friend of mine, hi Ada, who said to me, so, podcast, you really should be doing a podcast. And here I am, just giving it a try. So I hope you guys are listening. Hope I'm not babbling too much. But yeah, so that's why I'm starting a podcast. What should you expect from this podcast? What you should expect is a lot of faith stories. It will be expanding some of the things I've written, number one. Also, it will be me bringing in people and just sharing our stories. I started writing many years ago, and one of the things I used to love to do is share testimonies. If you go on my YouTube page, you'll see that I have a page, a series of interviews where I talked to people who had interesting stories, just real people, everyday people who just had stories. And I feel like we all have stories. So that's something else I want to be doing on this podcast, bringing in some of my friends, my family, people I don't know, and just asking questions and learning from them and growing from them. So you would have a lot of interactivity on this podcast as well. I also want you guys to send me questions and I can answer those questions. And I'll just be bringing you things I find interesting and, revelation I get from my Bible study as well. And I just want to be a blessing. I want someone to listen to this and know that God loves them. I want them to see just how loved they are by Christ, by Jesus Christ. I want them to have hope. I hope that this podcast will bring healing and inspiration and transformation to lives. And I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me. So I'm not overthinking it, but expect a lot of faith, a lot of inspiration story from my kids, some stories as of the shenanigans we get up to as a family, some of my real life experiences and lessons I've learned along the way, and just tips on how to grow spiritually and, how to be everything you're meant to be. Yeah, so that's what to expect. What else did I want to say? I think this is enough for now, just as an introduction. So I hope you guys will be subscribing. Please share with your friends because it's going to be very interesting and it will be a blessing. Thank you for listening. Tell me what you think about this recording. I literally just did this on a whim. I didn't overthink it because I tend to overthink things and then never start. So yeah, I'm excited. I feel like I've started something. So yay. Love you. Thank you guys so much for reading my blog. Thank you for those who keep pledging to pay to subscribe and pay to read whatever I write. I'm so grateful. If you want to do that, please also consider pledging as well. Thank you for sharing with others. Thank you for leaving comments. Please leave comments. I love reading comments. So please leave your comments and share with other people whenever you've seen something that's blessed you. I just want to say thank you. I pray for you. I pray that you continue to just feel the light and love of Jesus Christ envelop you and surround you in Jesus' name. Amen.